Thank you very much, Brad. We got a pinch hitter this week. Just like he did on the field, Ryan Broyles is in to fill in for Nate Burleson while that left forearm heals. Appreciate it. You ready to go?
Thanks for having me. I'm ready to go.
You daunted at all by the U-touch?
It's pretty interesting, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Of course, we like to cut up some plays, talk about some specific things. Ryan didn't have any catches today. We're going to get to why that happened. And a big part of it is because of how Scott Linehan used Brandon Pettigrew. And we get on Brandon Pettigrew when he makes drops and fumbles the ball. But this guy had a pretty big game today in a very important role.
Yeah, I definitely think he had a really complete game. You know, we want to attack this area. He definitely got the ball in his hands. CJ did a good job blocking here, and he got up the field. Made some good yards after catch.
He became the possession guy. In this case, he just makes a 2nd and 10 turn into a 3rd and 2, and that's big.
Yeah, he actually almost has an option route right here. He sees the middle just open. He turns inside. He gets the ball and gets a couple yards after the catch.
We're coming back the other direction, but this is the exact same play we saw in the first quarter. Clearly something that you guys wanted to take advantage
of. Yeah, all week we saw they left this flat open. We wanted to get CJ out here to block, get the ball in his hand real quick, and he got up the field. Like you saw in the last couple plays.
This one was probably, you walk me through what he's thinking, because he just sort of settles in here and gets that first down.
Yeah, he basically has an option route here. We want to stretch the field a little bit. He gets there. He runs his guy off with good speed. He catches the ball and takes care of it.
So Brandon Pettigrew, a solid game. Now I want to talk about number 21, because this guy did a great job, but watch the center and the two guards and the job they do blocking here.
Oh, yeah, they definitely block well all day for Reggie Bush. He gets the ball in his hand. He has a two-way go. You can see he deals his choice. He picks the right one, goes to the right a little bit, hurdles a guy. He's a great athlete in open field, and that's what we love about him.
What I like about you guys is that you know, here you are, you got to keep your blocks alive because he's going to come your way.
Oh, yeah, he'll go left or right, you know, so you got to stay on your man, and he actually makes me look good here. He cuts off of me and gets in the end zone.
Now, Reggie learned his lesson. Week one, he threw a ball into the stands. That's a $7,500 fine. Didn't do that this week, so he kept some money in his pockets.
Yeah, thought twice about that one.
Forcing turnovers. We talked about how the Bears do it. The Lions did it today, and it made a big difference in this game. We're going to show you a couple of those turnovers. I can't imagine that Jay Cutler saw Glover Quinn right here. Otherwise, he never would have thrown this ball.
Yeah, Glover Quinn's in 3-high safety. Cutler thinks he can get the ball across the field real quick, but Glover Quinn closes it off. Good speed. Gets up the sideline and gets to the 2-yard line for us, and we score after that.
Any heat for not getting in the end zone from you guys?
Oh, I'm sure he hurt a little bit.
This is the play by Lewis Delmas, one of his 2 interceptions. I think he did a great job today letting the play come to him.
Oh, yeah. You can see he's sitting here watching Cutler's eyes. He's waiting for it. He jumps around, perfect timing. He goes up, makes a competitive catch, takes the ball out of Jeffrey's hand, and big turnover for us.
That's a lot of strength. And he told me he played well today because he practiced well all week. And that's a good message for this team to follow. The big play, the signature play, features 2 of the big guys. Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley. Sue comes around this way and is ultimately going to force a turnover. Really aggressive physical move.
Oh, yeah. The defensive line played really well today. It was a team effort here. As you can see, Sue knocks the ball out here. Nick Fairley stays alive. He picks up the ball, scoop and score, and shows his wheels a little bit.
How about that? First touchdown since he was in high school. He gave that ball to Israel Adonije. That's pretty cool. Good human interest story. Shows you just how much these guys appreciate Israel. Now, when you win a game, we get to have some fun. And when the big guys start jumping up in the air, we really get to have some fun. Everyone talking about the celebration, Sue and Fairley. This is the first time I've ever seen Ndamukong Suh on his back.
Yeah, that doesn't usually happen as much. But right here, he's giving up 30 pounds to this big fella right here. A lot of excitement going on. It's all fun and games.
Let's assess. At this point, he really should have determined that that may not be the best move. That's a lot of mass weight coming at you.
Yeah, he should have thought twice about this. He ended up on his back. Like you say, you don't see that much, but... Hey, it worked out. Guys having fun out there.
What I got a big kick out of as we look at this other angle, think about it. The 3 guys that you're looking at, that's 3 first-round draft choices, and they've all made major contributions this year.
Oh, for sure. They're definitely playing well up front for us.
And you guys are clearly having a good time on the sidelines. When you're 3-1 through the first quarter of the season, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
You're now on the road, headed to Green Bay. How does this get flushed out of your system, and how do you get focused on the Packers?
Oh, we got to clean up film this week. You know, we go in there, we start from scratch, 0-0 all over again, and go in and attack on both sides of the ball.
I think he did a pretty darn good job for the first time here. That is Ryan Broyles going inside the huddle with us today. You can come anytime.
Oh, for sure. Thank you very much.